May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 515. 515. Holy Ghost, we look to thee. Raise the dead, the captive free. From the mighty take the prey. Teach the weak to watch and pray. Hymn 515.
Thank you. the Holy Word of God. We'll read together the Gospel according to Luke chapter 18. Gospel according to Luke chapter 18. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him, and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good, save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honour thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, He said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, Who then can be saved? And he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, Lo, we have left all and followed thee. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Then he took unto him the 12, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things. And this saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight, and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. May God bless that reading from his holy word to us. May he help us each in prayer. Most merciful and gracious, eternal and almighty Lord God in heaven, once more we are gathered in this house of prayer. O Lord, we pray for thy gracious help and presence here this evening. We pray. pray that thou wilt draw near unto this company of poor, needy sinners, and favour us with thy presence and thy blessing. Lord, do draw near by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. Lord, may we be led into the truth as it is in Jesus. May we, Lord, be led away from the busyness of our day, the busyness of our minds, the busyness of our lives. May we, for a few moments this evening, be led unto the Lord Jesus. We pray thy drawing power to be made known. We pray, Lord, that thou reach out thy gracious hand and draw poor sinners to thy feet this evening. We do thank thee, Lord, for gathering us here this evening. We pray, Lord, that thy blessing might rest upon the reading and the preaching of thy word. And Lord, as we come now to prayer, as we seek to draw near and approach unto a holy, heart-searching God, we pray that thou wilt stretch forth thy gracious hand, that we may, Lord, come and approach unto thee. Oh, may that golden scepter be held out, that we may find that acceptance before a holy God. Oh, we thank thee that there is that acceptance at the throne of grace in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. May the precious blood of Jesus, may that glorious work of righteousness, may that glorious person of Jesus Christ shine forth into our hearts. May we see in him our acceptance, though we are of a sinful race. Oh, we pray then that thou bless us with that living faith. Grant that gift of it, Lord, we pray, that we may come in that right way. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Lord, we would lay aside every weight. Oh, we would, Lord, seek to come unto thee and pray that thou remove every hindrance and obstacle. Lord, we pray, deliver us from the power of sin and Satan. Lord, do sweep him out of the way as he seeks to stand between coming sinners and a Saviour. Oh Lord, we pray thy mighty power be made known and draw poor sinners unto thee. Lord, draw us through that crowd out of necessity, in a felt sense of need. Draw us, Lord, in that knowledge that there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Oh, may we see in thee our every need met. And Lord, may we be found fleeing to that hope that is set before us. Lord, be with those here this evening, be with those who would be here but are unable. Be with any, Lord, that join in the worship here remotely. Grant, Lord, thy blessing to rest upon each. Be with those that are away. Grant, Lord, thy watchful care, and bring them back safely at the appointed time. Lord, we Pray that in the busyness of life, in the going out and coming in, that we each may be under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, do watch over us as we go about our travels. Watch over us, Lord, as we go day by day through the pathway of life. Lord, do guide and keep us each. Lord, may we each be found looking unto Jesus day by day, seeking that grace and that help, that strength, that divine protection. Lord, we would not go alone in our right mind. Oh Lord, we pray that thou make each of us truly wise unto salvation. Lord, do grant us some understanding of the day we live in. And Lord, may we seek for that help to live in this day and generation. That help that can only come from thee. Lord, help us in our dealings, in our day-to-day lives. Help us in our conversations with those that we mix with day by day. Lord, may there be opportunities opened up by thee for us to speak of thee. Oh Lord, may we be given that boldness to declare plainly that hope, that good hope that we have. Oh Lord, do grant each that good hope, something to speak of. Oh Lord, we do pray for any that are seeking after thee, that have not that which they seek for. Yet Lord, they have come again. Oh Lord, and as they continue to come again, oh, we pray that that perfect time might appear, that set time to favour them, and that thy blessing and the blessings of the riches of thy grace may be made known, and their part and interest in that finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that peace with God, that forgiveness of sin, and that removing of guilt and condemnation. Well, we pray, Lord, that thou bless those seekers. May they be finders, even this day. So, Lord, do grant us each, Lord, a testimony. Oh, that we may have something, Lord, not of ourselves, oh, but something given us by thee. Oh Lord, make thy word precious to us each. Oh, lead us into thy truth. Open up thy word. Seal it into our hearts. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou'lt grant us, Lord, that we may know him whom to know is life eternal. Oh, Lord, we pray then, remember each with their various cases and concerns. We pray for those in older age, Lord, who support them in body and mind. Draw near and comfort each heart. Be with any in sorrow, in trouble, in difficulty, in distress. Those, Lord, in affliction, those, Lord, that maybe have hard things, difficult things to understand, Lord, those perplexing matters. Oh, Lord, we pray that thou reveal thy purposes and thy will. We pray, Lord, that thou art arise for their help. Make bare thy holy arm. Deliver any, Lord, that are in trouble. Any, Lord, that may be in a measure of persecution. any, Lord, that maybe have those that are a trouble to them. Lord, we pray that thou would arise for their help. And Lord, we pray that thou would grant thy healing touch in body and in soul. Those that are afflicted in body, those, Lord, whose souls are under that conviction of sin. Oh, may the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. May that divine light of the glory of the gospel shine in, bringing life and healing in its wings. Lord, may there be that springtime. Lord, do bring an end to the winter, the barrenness where it seems to be no life. May there be those signs of life. Oh Lord, may those evidences be seen of that divine life within each heart. So help us, Lord, we pray. Oh Lord, we live in a day of much trouble. But oh Lord, in this day of trouble, as thy judgments are upon the nations of the earth, Lord, as thy hand is upon us, we pray that in wrath thou wilt remember mercy. And Lord, deliver us from the power of sin and Satan. Oh, we pray that thou wilt turn again our captivity. And Lord, smile upon the church of God in this land and revive it, Lord, we pray, that we may live to see a day of true spiritual prosperity. Do prosper the preaching of the everlasting gospel, both here and wherever thy name is faithfully proclaimed. Lord, do bless souls, bring them forth, Lord, who testify of that good hope through grace. May there be that building up of the church of God in numbers and in its most holy faith. And so, Lord, do grant us a teaching spirit. Lord, do teach us lessons how to live. Lord, lead us in our worship here, we pray. Send forth thy spirit in power, that the word, though delivered in weakness, may be received in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. So, Lord, remember us here, we pray. We are but poor sinners. We confess our best is stained and dyed with sin. Our all is nothing worth. The sin, Lord, makes with all that we do. Forgive it, Lord, we humbly pray. Or do, Lord, grant that forgiveness of anything that is spoken amiss. Lord, do follow with thy blessing, thy own word, and may that, Lord, enter into our hearts and bring forth much fruit. We ask these things, Lord Jesus, and we seek the pardon and forgiveness of anything amiss, as we ask for Jesus' precious name's sake. Amen.
Hymn 598. Peculiar are the saints, and God does them esteem. Though numerous are their wants, they all things have in him. He is their treasure and their joy, nor can they ever starve or die. Hymn 598.
Thank you.
turn with me to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from verse 13. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, verse 13. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, and the 13th verse. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. There's a beautiful order, isn't there, in Holy Scripture. And we find it so in this order of the parables. We have, firstly, in our chapter we read this evening, a parable spoken, we're told, unto this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And we have that unjust judge who did not regard God or man. And yet, through that widow woman's continual coming, there was that done which she sought for. And the Lord Jesus set this forth and said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear along with them? Importunate prayer. It's like Elijah, isn't it, on Mount Carmel. Go again 7 times. And we should pray and not faint as we wait for the Lord's appearing. And then we have this next parable. 2 men went up into the temple to pray. But what a difference. What a solemn difference between the two. A Pharisee and a publican. Oh, friends, how solemn. Now, one full of self, one so confident in self, thinking he's something, looking on others, looking on this publican, and thanking God that he wasn't like him. What a shocking thing to have this high opinion of oneself, so that you judge others in such a way. I thank thee that I am not as other men are. Oh, that's a solemn thing, isn't it? You know, it is right to be thankful if the Lord has kept you. Don't misunderstand. It is there but for the grace of God, isn't it? But, this is no prayer, is it? We're told by the Lord Jesus that he stood and prayed thus with himself. That's no prayer, is it? Oh, what a difference when we come to our text and the publican. The Pharisee, self-confident, confident in himself, satisfied with himself, self-satisfied, and a prayer that was self-serving. And what do we find in contrast? This publican, and it's self-abasement, isn't it? Oh, he couldn't get low enough. He stands afar off. Oh, he's come to the temple. He's come up into the temple to pray. Oh, but his felt sense of unworthiness, that there's no standing in the high place, standing proud, standing tall, as it were. Oh, he's come in. But he's come in the felt sense of need. Oh, this man, the Pharisee's come in and he's full. He's full of himself. Oh, he's full of his own opinion, high opinion of himself. What a contrast, the publican. He's come in empty, hasn't he? Oh, he's not full of himself, is he? He comes with humility. He comes with some sense of what he is before a holy God. He comes. And oh, the pride and self-esteem isn't there, is it? The publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. Not worthy. This isn't disrespectful. He's pressed keenly with a sense of his unworthiness. I'm not worthy. No, not worthy. Yet unable to stay away. No, not worthy to receive, but unable to bear the thought of not receiving. Oh, that's the right way, isn't it, to come? That's the way of approach, isn't it? What need did the Pharisee have of a mediator between God and man? What need had he of a day's man, one to stand between? Well, he had a great need, but what did he feel the need of? Did he need a mediator, an intercessor, one to stand between? Did he need the person and the work of Jesus Christ? Oh, he saw no need. Oh, he was happy. He's content with himself, with his works. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. I'm not an extortioner, unjust. I'm not an adulterer, or even as this publican. The publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast. Oh, this is a man who is poor and of a contrite heart. And of a contrite spirit. Oh, this is one that is broken in heart, isn't it? Oh, he feels keenly his sinnership. Oh, he's got one in his prayer pointing it out. But he's had someone greater point it out to him. Oh, he's had it revealed by a greater than the publican, than the Pharisee. Oh, the Lord has shone a light into his soul, hasn't he? Oh, it's more than just the way he approaches. It's more than just his outward demeanour, which reveal the issue with him. It's the prayer itself. It's the word he uses. Oh, he comes. And he comes just as he is. Oh, I wonder if you and I know anything of this. You know, if you're honest with yourself, if we each are honest with ourselves, there's a little bit of the Pharisee in us, isn't there? Isn't there? Well, maybe not all the time, but from time to time there is, isn't there? You know, how this spirit of the Pharisee comes in, doesn't it? Oh, left to ourselves, how the spirit of the Pharisee makes itself known in us, doesn't it? As we look on other people, as we think about other people, you know, we'd do better, wouldn't we, to spend more time thinking about ourselves. We don't always, do we? We see the news. We see some things. We read of things. We make judgments. We make assumptions, and it's the same sort of language, isn't it? Oh, I'm glad. I thank thee that I am not as other men are. Or even as this publican. Or the apparent failings of others. Massaging our ego and self-opinion. Building us up on some sort of feeling of being better. Oh, may the Lord blast that away from us. Oh, that he might command that east wind to blow and sweep away any of these delusions of being anything better than others. Friends, we've the seeds of corruption by nature in our hearts. And those evils that maybe you see others acting out bodily, practically. Friend, the same seeds of sin are in your heart and mine. You think it's you who's different? You think it's you who is keeping yourself? Oh, may we have a right view of ourselves first. And may I believe if it's a right view of ourselves first, there'll be enough to occupy our thoughts and our time continually. You won't get beyond anyone else. You won't dare to think about anyone else, because you'll ever be on your guard while in this body of sin. The Pharisee and the publican. What a contrast. What a difference. What a separating difference. What an extremely solemn difference. The publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful. He had no hope. He had nothing in his heart good to hope in. He had no ground to rest on, other than one ground, and that was the ground of mercy. That God is merciful was his only hope, was the only ground that he had to come on. The ground, every other ground, was insufficient. It must be mercy. And what did he need mercy for? Because he was a sinner. He needed mercy because he was a sinner. And what is the mercy of God? The mercy of God is that he doesn't give us. He doesn't give what our sins deserve. That's the mercy of God. If you've done something wrong and somebody shows you mercy, it's because they don't carry out what they are entitled to do. If you've done something wrong and there's a punishment to be administered, there's an entitlement by the one who is wronged to carry through that punishment. But it's mercy that stops that punishment being acted on. It's finding mercy in the sight of the one you've wronged. And this publican, he needed mercy. He needed the mercy of God. He needed to find mercy in the sight of God. Otherwise it would be the punishment for his sin. Are you in need of mercy this evening? Oh, I'm in need of it. Oh, I stand in need of mercy. Oh, if thou shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? Oh, there's mercy that's needed. Mercy. God's mercy. And this publican knew that God was merciful. Well, it was what brought him to prayer. He had been brought to see something of his need as a sinner. And blessed be God. Revealed to him was that there is mercy. That there is mercy to be found. We have it, don't we, in Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Oh, have you been there?
Or as the other psalm says, from the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. Have you been at the end of the earth? Do you know what that means? When you feel through your own sin, you're so low, you've been brought down so far, out of the depths of despair, out of the depths of sorrow and guilt and misery. Oh, you see, as sin is revealed to a sinner, it has this effect. What a solemn thing that for countless millions, countless number, that sin revealed will be on the day of judgment. Where will it take them? Into the depths, where there is no hope. Down to hell, forever and ever. The psalmist says, out of the depths have I cried unto thee. Oh, friends, it is, isn't it? It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Oh, what a mercy if you and I are brought to the depths this side of the grave. You know, the Lord bringing you down, revealing something of your sin. That's what it does, it brings you down. Brings a sinner down. It lays a sinner low. Have you been laid low? Have you been brought low? No, you didn't start low, did you? Brought low. I well remember, I saw something of the safety of the people of God one night, the preciousness of what their hope was. I looked on them, I heard their conversation, and it drew me. And I prayed the Lord will give it to me. Do you know what he did? He brought me down. So much so that what they had seemed to get further and further and further away. Till I'd say it was almost out of sight. It was like he had showed it to me. And then for the next few weeks and months he showed me it wasn't for me. Such was the effect of my heart being opened. And I saw what I really was, or something of it, at least. It brought me down and down and down. Till I felt at the end of the earth. That's a dark place. The psalmist says in 130, Thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities. O Lord, who shall stand? Who shall stand? You stand if the Lord reckons up your sin and marks your iniquity. Where are you going to stand? No, where could Adam and Eve stand? They hid behind in the garden. They made some fig leaf covering, but they couldn't stand before God. They went and hid, didn't they? You think you can stand? Poor sinner, you can't stand. You won't stand. You know, if your sins are not dealt with, weren't dealt with at the cross of Christ, and that great sin of the church of God was put away, then, friends, you'll be running at that great day and calling on the rocks and the hills to hide you. You won't stand.
Who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee. Oh, that thou mayest be feared. And then we go on, let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Oh, and the Lord had taken something of the hope that is in him. Something of his name, the Lord, gracious, long-suffering, plenteous in mercy and in truth. That which was revealed to Moses as he went back up Mount Sinai, and the Lord made all his goodness pass before him. I beseech thee, show me thy glory. What did he do? He made known his name, the Lord God. Merciful, gracious, long-suffering. Oh, and oh, this publican. Oh, there was sufficient revealed, sufficient granted, enough of the light of the truth shining into his dark soul, cause him to cry out for help. Oh, friend, may you prove in that dark hour when your sin is revealed, may you prove that same light and hope shining forth from the gospel, that the Lord is gracious, that the Lord is good. We have it, don't we? As recorded in Exodus 34, verse 6, the Lord passed by before him, before Moses, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. The guilty. Oh, but in Christ Jesus, oh, there's no guilt for a poor, needy sinner. And we're told Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. It's God be merciful to me, a sinner, isn't it? God reveals his mercy. And may it be so with you. Maybe it won't be that deep conviction of sin first. Maybe it be the mercy of God. And the preciousness of his name and the forgiveness that's with him. And as that's shone into your heart, oh, you'll have to fall. You'll have to make haste and bow your head and toward the earth and worship. If now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And how can the Lord be merciful? How can the Lord, how can Almighty God be merciful toward a sinner? How can he? How can he look upon a poor sinner? When he cannot look upon sin, how can this publican come? Surely he's got to be... It's only the righteous, surely, that can come, isn't it? Is that what's keeping you away, poor sinner, this evening? You're trying to make yourself acceptable to God before you come to his feet, are you? Or is there? Is there a place by him? Is there a cleft in a rock
Is there a ground of acceptance? Is there a place where a humble and a broken sinner can come and meet with a holy, holy, holy God? Is there? Oh, there is, isn't there? How can God be merciful to a sinner? Through the sinner's friend. Oh, in that person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it's in him and him alone that the sinner finds acceptance. Oh, it's coming just as you are. In all your felt sense of need and in sin. In your sin. Just as you are. You can't wash yourself. You need to come for washing, for cleansing, for renewing, for restoring. It's coming to the friend of sinners. Jesus, save me, or I die. We just sung it. Jesus, save me, or I die. Oh, it's coming, pleading that name, the name of Jesus. Oh, he's acceptable before the Father. And in him, God can look upon his poor, unworthy people in his Son. In him they are seen, holy, unblameable and unreprovable. Out of him there's no hope. In him. Oh, there's a sure and certain acceptance for the vile and the base and the undone, for the 500 pence sinner and the 50 pence sinner, oh, for the Mary Magdalene, for the publican, for David, for Manasseh. You go on with the list. The dying thief. Lord, remember me. How can he? Because he's merciful and gracious. Because his precious blood cleanses us from all sin. Oh, because his glorious life, his righteousness, is the perfect answer to your and mine unrighteousnesses. Our failings and our shortcomings, that Jesus Christ is the perfect antidote to all our failing and our sin. He answers everything where we fail. All our shortcomings are made up in him. Oh, we failed. He hasn't. Oh, he lived and died and rose again, brought in an everlasting righteousness, brought in an everlasting salvation for publicans and sinners. Oh, can you come in there this evening? There's no lowering of the bar, friends. Oh, how low the bar is brought by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, worms of the earth can creep over it, can't they? Oh, the vilest can enter in here, can't they? Those that live to feel their need are welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Hear the words of the Lord Jesus. In answer to that prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. What was it? I tell you, this man, this publican, this sinner, I tell you, he went down to his house justified. Justified in the righteousness of his Saviour. The precious blood of Jesus, having cleansed him from all sin, justified.
not like the Pharisee. Oh, to be found justified in Jesus Christ, made acceptable. Oh, made nigh by the blood of Christ. Oh, those of you that maybe feel far off from God this evening, without hope, without God in the world. Oh, but now in Christ Jesus. Oh, may the Lord shine that light of grace and hope and love into your soul. Oh, may there be that, oh, that smiting on your breast, and that pouring out your heart before him. Oh, the Lord will regard the prayer of the destitute, those that are thoroughly undone. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Oh, David, and we must close, but David in Psalm 51, he comes to the end of that psalm. Verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. A broken and a contrite heart, thou wilt not despise. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, this is Psalm 103, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Why? Because he's merciful and gracious and long-suffering. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. This is David in Psalm 103. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. Oh, that woman came and she cried and she, Lord, help me. And he did. Oh, how the Lord has heard these poor petitions of broken-hearted sinners who are brought to the end of everything. Every door is shut except one, and they've been brought to knock. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen.
Willing, Mr. Parrish is again expected to preach next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 602. Jesus, the author is of true and living faith. This blessed grace he gives and saves our souls from death. By faith in him we live and view the wonders God alone can do. Hymn 602.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.